Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the At-Large Social Media Working Group call on Tuesday, the 7th of October, 2014 at 1400 UTC. On the call today, we have Olivia Crepin-LeBlanc, Devin Nanji-Luxon, Angir Hossein, Leon Sanchez, Sarah Kidden, and Evan Leibowitz. Just joining us now is Pavan Budrani. We have apologies from Soon OGET. From staff, we have Ariel Liang and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Dev.
Thank you, Terry. This is David Nam speaking. Okay, and thanks everyone for coming on to this call. It's on relatively short notice and just before the very busy time of that before an ICANN meeting. On our last call, we had started to go through the various post-Atlas II recommendations that were assigned to the social media working group in terms of how, with a look at to see how it could be implemented by the ICANN board or staff or even by the at-large community. We started looking at several of them, and the link, I'll put the link in the chat here. And so we had gone through at least four of the recommendations, I believe five of them actually. So now we're going to look at one of the key ones that's for the ICANN board is recommendation 26. Recommendation 26 talks about the policy management process system. And I'll just read the text for those who haven't read the recommendation 26. Current policy management processes within ICANN are insufficient. ICANN must implement a workable policy management process system available for use across the SOs and ACs in order to enhance knowledge management, improve the effectiveness of all ICANN volunteer communities, improve cross-community policy-specific activity, enhance policy development metrics, facilitate multilingual engagement, create a taxonomy of policy categories, provide policy development history as an aid for newcomers. Now, this was tasked to three working groups, this group, the Technology Task Force, and the Capacity Building Working Group. Both the Capacity Building and the Technology Task Force has had meetings before. With regard to the Capacity Building, that group decided its main input will be on how enhancing knowledge management could be achieved using a policy management process system. And with regard to the Technology Task Force, some of the key points that were brought up were regarding the last three bullet points: facilitate multilingual engagement, create a taxonomy of policy categories, and provide policy development history as an aid for newcomers. But what I'm trying to figure, and what I want to do is open the floor for comments and suggestions, is how the social media working group can help document this step, this recommendation more fully for the board to understand, and how the social media working group could help in the implementation or monitoring of this recommendation. The floor is open now for any comments or questions. Okay. Well, let me just add a few more words about this. Some of these recommendations, especially the ones for the ICANN board, and those are the ones that are shaded in yellow, are going to be discussed with the ICANN board. So when the ICANN, and as I said on the last social media working group call, what the ICANN board has said is that while they appreciate the Atlas II declaration and its various recommendations, there were questions or concerns as to what's the specificity of these recommendations and what do you want the ICANN board to do regarding these recommendations. So our task here today is not so much to try to develop the policy management process system. I mean, if we could have done it in a short time, then we probably would have done this years ago. But it was really just a document, we have an existing policy management system. And, we have a wiki page that's maintained by Ariel Yang, the policy coordinator from ICANN staff, whenever there's a policy out for public comment. Let me put this way. Do you think that the current policy management system works well in terms of social media, and that it's easily shareable? And I see also on the chat that Glenn has also joined the call. Welcome. All right. I hope people are hearing me. So let me just continue elaborating a little bit more on the various points. Improve the effectiveness of all ICANN volunteer communities was one of the ideas for the policy management process system. Now, if you look at how do you improve the effectiveness of the volunteer communities, I think one of the concerns that was brought up by the thematic group 5 was that right now the policy management system is kind of like a flood of emails when it comes to policies coming in. So what happens is that a policy is announced, it's not very clear from the policy whether it's geared towards a particular interest for a person at large. So a person, it tends after a while to be deluged with all these policy comments coming in, public comments coming in. And it's kind of like, well, this is a fast-moving river, I don't want to step into it. Now, if they had a particular interest, what could happen is that the policies could be tagged with a taxonomy. So if you're only interested in, say, IDNs, for example, internationalized domain names, that policy, and you could subscribe to this policy management process system and say, my key interests are IDNs and new GTLDs. And anything related to that, those public comments, would get more attention or a higher alert. And what I think could happen is that if you have tied your social media accounts to this system, you can then receive a tweet on this policy out for comment, either on your Twitter or Facebook and so forth. So that's one idea I've had for the idea for how the social media working group could make a contribution in terms of its monitoring, ensuring that when the taxonomy is created and people are subscribed, they can subscribe with their social media accounts and therefore receive updates to their social media accounts. And then the idea would be that they can then reshare that immediately to their followers in order to gain wider interest in this policy that's out for public comment. So, I've now talked quite a bit. Any thoughts or comments on this so far?
Dev, this is Ariel. Yeah, just to add on what Dev just said, I can talk to you about what I did so far on Twitter about policy, about public comment requests. So when the first draft is uploaded, I will usually tweet and then asking people to comment on that. And then when the final draft is ratified, I will also tweet it so that some people may archive that tweet and archive the location of that final draft. And I have seen people interacting with this type of tweets, but it's usually the same person or the same people doing that. Definitely there's a space for improvement. And also, regarding a recent public comment request, I usually send announcements through ALAC announce just to say the at-large workspace is open for this public comment request. And then for the recent one, I added one sentence saying, if you're interested to become a panelholder, please contact staff. And as a result, I actually received three people, they requesting to be the panelholder. And I think if this is a good way to encourage more volunteers to hold the pen drafting ALAC statement, we can probably use that on Twitter just to soliciting more panelholders so people will know they can actually be a panelholder even though they're not ALAC members. So I think that's the one way to improve that process.
Okay, Ariel, this is Dave. Let me ask you, and thanks for this, because and I guess this raises an immediate question for you. All of this type of posting to the social media is done completely manually for you. You have to manually copy and paste information from the wiki after and so forth, correct?
Yes, we don't have auto-posting right now, and I don't suggest we have auto-posting because I don't think it's effective to use the same format and wording for every tweet about this type of about different public comment requests. We just have to vary the way to say it, and hopefully we'll have more interaction from our audience. So I manually tweet them.
Okay. So this is Dave. Well, I suppose this is the catch-22. It's more time to actually compose a tweet. Trying to post about this public comment in an interesting way. And at the same time, but on the flip side, if you automate it, the danger is that it becomes repetitive, like public comments, such as an URL. It then becomes, potentially monotonous after, the flood of public comments that keep happening over time. So what do other people think about that? Do you think that this a policy management process system needs to provide some method of automation, or should it be handled manually for at-large social media? One thing I'm also thinking, this is Dave again, is that, well, perhaps what can happen, the policy management process system, when people are viewing the policies in a system, they could have shareable links, social media sharing links, so that they themselves can tweet about this this particular page, so that this is how, various websites and so forth, they have a sharing button where they could share to their own social media channels. So perhaps a policy management process system should have that type of sharing function as part of the website, so that they themselves can share and make a comment on it directly. Like, this is a good thing, this is a bad thing, people need to read this carefully, what have you. Any comments or thoughts? Okay, and I see Pavan. Glenn, go ahead. You have the floor.
Hi, it's Glenn for the record. I think the manual system works well, especially if one puts substance or relevance of the picture, of the post, that it connects to a paper or it connects to some kind of value-added statement. And that's the value of a social media editor, is that they're putting in relevance. I follow a number of people on Twitter, and the best people that I've seen are actual journalists. They've done a really good job at putting in a very short number of words the I guess you would call it a pithy statement to go with the observation. So that's a whole skill set, and I think we need to probably show some examples of really good. We're not talking people say, "Hey, I'm having a coffee. Look at me," or "I'm walking to work. Look at me." Not a selfie type thing, but really intelligent dialogue. Back to you, Jeff.
Okay, thanks, Glenn. Steve Pavanz also mentioned saying that doing it manually works better since it adds credibility, and if it's automated, people will sense it and feel it's just news from elsewhere. So, okay, all right, those are good comments. Any other comments from anyone else? Okay, I'm seeing Leon typing something. But feel free to take the floor, Leon, if you wish. Kind of just waiting to see what people are typing in. And Sarah.
Hi, can you hear me?
Sorry, Alan Pavan. Hi, Leon. Yes, I can hear you. Yes, we can hear you, Leon. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. This is Leon Sanchez. I was wondering if there's a chance that we can share the account between some members of this group so we can take turns in tweeting, and that way we can just share the burden with Ariel of giving the maintenance to the account. I mean, maybe we can try that. That way we can help the staff also in managing the account. What do you think?
Well, this is Dave. I think that is an interesting question to ponder. I'm not sure if it's falling in the workable policy management process system. I'm not seeing anybody. Go ahead, Ariel. Do you want to respond to that? Go ahead.
Thanks, Dave. This is Ariel, and thanks, Leon, for the suggestion. I think it's doable if we have a plan how to do this sharing, tweeting, this type of mechanism. For example, if we can plan out some tweets ahead of time, and if, for example, for the recommendation number 26, the last bullet is provide policy development history as an aid for newcomers. What if we have a series of tweets just talk about policy development in at large, and then we develop that content via a series of really short tweets and with link that gives readers more information to discover at different aspects of policy development. And then we have a community member, for example, to do that series of tweets. Now we schedule time to tweet this series of tweets out, and with defined hashtags, for example, hashtag ICANPolicy or hashtag ALACPolicy. Then I think it's a way to share the burden, per se. And then in the same time, I think it's a meaningful way to tweet those content together in a series. So I think that's probably one way to do it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ariel. Just reading what people have also posted in the chat. Okay, so Leon is... all right. So to answer Evan's question, what we're discussing is how policy management process system as part of recommendation 26 can should it be automated to like auto-tweet or auto-share information whenever there's a policy out for public comment or when there are certain milestones in the policy development process, like first draft posted, you know, ALAC vote starting, ALAC vote ratified, and so forth. So that, but the consensus so far on community seems to be, from this group saying, seems to be saying, that's not a good idea. It needs to be curated manually. If it's automated, it becomes repetitive, etc. So, with regards to, all right, so Leon is also saying that, you know, having that, having a group, having more persons involved in tweeting this information regarding a policy, Ariel cited the policy development history. And again, that recommendation also comes back down to, you know, there's a person really has to be in the know as to the history behind a policy. Whenever a policy is presented for comment, there's a short background, and mind you, I have noticed in recent policy discussions that are posted for public comment, there is a background insight included in the document, which gives a little bit more background as to what has happened regarding this issue before. The thing is that this is not easily accessible. Like if somebody wanted to research the history behind who is new GTLDs, IDNs, it's not easily accessible. So going back to the social media aspect, if more persons were involved in the social media sharing function of this policy management process system, they could help curate the tweets pointing to history, policy development history, improve the multilingualism of this so that, you know, persons that speak other languages can really effectively create a tweet that's easily shareable or easily more easily understood and therefore hopefully more shareable amongst those different language communities or different culture communities. Okay, I think I've some... Sarah, so sorry about that. Please go ahead. Sarah, you might be muted. Sarah, we're not hearing you, so you might be muted. So you press star, if you're on the phone bridge, you press star, star 7 to unmute. And if you need to connect to the Adobe Connect, you have to activate your mic. Okay, Sarah. All right. Well, Sarah. Okay. Well, you can go ahead and type that in the chat then. Thanks, Sarah. So, looking forward to that contribution or question. Any other comments or questions while Sarah is typing? All right. One other aspect of this was regarding the taxonomy, and Ariel, maybe I'll ask you on it. Regarding taxonomy of policy categories, perhaps the taxonomy itself could be used as hashtags whenever the policy is, you know, say if a policy is tagged, has a taxonomy of IDN, for example, or you could also consider, I think the social media group could help very much in the taxonomy because that taxonomy can be a potential source of hashtags, no?
Thanks, Dave. This is Ariel. I think that would be a good idea with the taxonomy as a hashtag.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sarah's now. Sarah just typed out a comment. Thanks, Ariel. This is Dave again. So Sarah just read it out. Is that she wanted to comment about Leon's suggestion? If we agree to have more people to manage the Twitter accounts, there should be some sort of moderation. And Sarah, that's an interesting point. I suppose then what we can do is that's part of what the social media work group can work on is how do you make that sort of system where there is some sort of moderation. Maybe what it is that it is like how what worked for Atlas too. We funnel the information to Ariel in terms of the curated text, pictures and so forth, and then Ariel, it made it easier for Ariel to then just take that and just repost, rather than Ariel herself having to, you know, actually trying to get in to do the information, to curate the information on her own. I think that's probably how that's such a process of moderation that could occur. Okay, so I think two areas where social media working group could write some comments onto this so far. The social media working group could help with the taxonomy of a policy categories. And in some ways, it could, if we're going to try to make sure that the taxonomy is not too long. Maybe suggest other words that may make more sense to a wider public audience. For example, although many people within ICANN knows about IDNs, it's quite possible that maybe we need another word for it. For example, multilingualism or something like that. I'm just speaking at the top of my head. So making those taxonomy more accessible to those persons not heavily involved in ICANN. So that's one aspect. Second aspect, and I guess this is not a part of the policy management process system per se, but that the ICANN board needs to, well, if I'm trying to figure out how to word this, the ICANN board needs to help staff needed to help manage the sharing of policies via social media. Perhaps that is the key recommendation that we want to get the board to look at, and that social media is an important component of, well, in today's internet, and the policy management process system needs to help make the sharing of this information much more better. Comments on the wording of that those two points? Agree, disagree? Okay, sorry, Glenn, go ahead. I didn't see your hand raised there. Mm-hmm. You may be muted, Glenn. This is Dean.
Hi, Dev. Sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yes, this is Dave. We can hear you.
I don't know what that was, but yeah, many of us were on another call, and I do apologize. Can you please tell me which item we're looking at in terms of the Atlas 2 station?
Sure. This is Dave. We are looking at recommendation 26. This is regarding the policy management process system that ICANN should, one of the recommendations that ICANN should implement this workable policy management process. So that, as part of what can the social media working group do in the help of implementing or in regards to giving particular advice or clarity for the ICANN board to help with the implementation of this recommendation.
great. Thank you so much. I've already given comments on this item from a technical task force perspective, but I recall that Garth has been advocating for this kind of system for about a year, and it's unfortunate he's not able to be on this call, but I think he's got some valuable insights on how to implement a system from also a social media point of view, but unfortunately I don't have it. He's not on the call, and I cannot add what he suggests, but perhaps we should follow up with him as well.
Okay. All right, this is Dave. I hope God could get involved in either one of these working groups, either social media or technology task force, to talk more about it. And maybe on a Noralo call, he could send it by email, some of his thoughts regarding this, Glenn.
Okay.
So if you want, you could follow up with him, and of course, all contributions are welcome on this. Okay. Any other quick thoughts regarding the two outcomes for social media working group? Is there another aspect of when you read the recommendation? Glenn, your hand is still raised. Is it that you have another comment?
I'll take it down.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Dave.
Go ahead,
thanks, Dave. This is Ariel. So just to go back to the point that Leon raised about more people help manage or develop content for the at-large Twitter handle, I think if we want to further explore that aspect, recently Libby helped with the Ukraine IGF just by tweeting and mentioning the handle of at-large account. And then I quickly get that notification, and I was able to retweet it. Or I used the content he tweeted, and I revised it a little bit, and now I retweet. So I think it's a pretty good mechanism for doing that. And recently I've been retweeting quite a little bit from other people's handle too, when they mention at large. So maybe that can be a way to share the burden among community members. So if you can mention our handle's name and with your own tweet, I will either retweet it or I add it and retweet. And so that would be a quick way of doing that.
Okay. So, all right, Ariel, this is Dave. Thanks. Okay, so just, okay. I agree. I think that's a good start. And I mean, it's what happened during the Atlas II summit. I think it worked very well. We used that Slack tool to send you information, and once we include hashtag, you know, the ICANN at large, or mention ICANN's at large Twitter handle, you can then pick it up and then reshare it quickly. You know, far more effectively than you manually typing it out and trying to find a photo and so on, all on your own. So I think that's one of the key goals that this working group plan do for that aspect. Okay, this is Dave. Does anybody have any comments on how the wording of the recommendations? Social media group can help generate, help work to develop the taxonomy of the policy categories, make sure the taxonomy is more accessible to newcomers, curious outsiders, and two, the ICANN board needs to make the policy management process system more, I'm trying to figure out a better wording here, and perhaps other persons can help come up with a suggestively. ICANN board needs to help make the policy management process system more social media accessible. That's probably a very poor wording. I think we want to say that the policy management process system is still very, does not lend itself to easy social media sharing of information. And this policy management process system has to be designed to make that goal of making it
content more easily shareable a priority. How does that building sound? Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that could work. Any thoughts or comments? Going once. Okay. All right. This is probably the key recommendation to discuss. The other two recommendations, I mean, we can discuss on another call. Since it's really the ones that are highlighted in yellow that are the ones that are going to be discussed with the ICANN board. I believe it's on the next week, Tuesday, actually, I believe. Since we have more time on it, let me just throw out a question regarding this policy management process system. Do you think that what a way to make this thing work, and I guess this is possibly a more implementation phase, maybe they should have social media accounts for all of the different taxonomies? So that you have ICANN policy, IDN, ICANN policy, and then what happens is that when at least that kind of system where social media accounts are assigned to taxonomies, a kind of automated, at least that part of the automation can occur to at least alert when milestones are achieved in the policy management process. Just throwing it out there as a thinking out of the box. Any thoughts? Okay. All right, well, like I said, that's just an aspect of, there's something to think about. You know, I always like to get delve into the minutiae of things, of how these things work as an engineer. So that's just an idea that I was thinking of, just hearing Ariel and hearing the discussions. Okay. All right, I'm not seeing any more comments here, so I think we can then move on to the next agenda item. And that's regarding the co-chair for the social media working group. As you know, my term on the ALAC ends after the LA meeting. And given that I've been also been co-chair of also several working groups, I think it's important that in order to really allow for each of the working groups to be more manageable, I think that a co-chair is needed for the social media working group. And I think also it's important if there's any work that needs to be presented at a public face-to-face meeting, it's important that somebody who is able to attend those face-to-face meetings should be made a co-chair so that they could chair such a face-to-face meeting. So I do want to suggest that we have a co-chair for the social media working group in that regard. So I'm going to suggest, and I hope people would agree, that I would like Leon Sanchez to be the co-chair of this working group. Leon has been a phenomenal user of social media, and I think also because he has been a very proven user of social media, he has the expertise and how social media works. And I think his insights, and especially also in terms of multilingualism, in terms of Spanish and English, you know, there can be a more presence in our social media working group and how to engage the other communities. So I'm going to suggest that, I see a comment from Olivia, and I'll get back to that. So I'm going to suggest that if Leon Sanchez could be the co-chair of this working group. Are there any, can I see green ticks or regarding this? Or any comments, and if everyone will use any points? Going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay, Leon, perhaps you might want to just take the photo to say a few words?
Yes, Dev, thanks. So if the group decides so and agrees to have a co-chair, I would be more than glad to co-chair this group as I consider it a big honor to serve the community in this working group. So yes, if it's approved, I will be more than happy to take the responsibility. Thank you for suggesting me as a co-chair, Dev.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Leon. Okay. And I think it will be good. As I said, I think we need to all the working groups need to share the workload and help organize the work of the various of the working groups. So, so thanks so much for that, for accepting. And I am seeing no objections from anyone on that. So, okay. No, I'm not seeing any red cross marks or anyone raising their hands on this. So there appears to be consensus on this call for that. Great. All right. Excellent. So that agenda item for the co-chair for social media working group has been done. Let's go back to, I see Olivier had disconnected and he's asking a question. What are the action items for agenda item number 2? Regarding the recommendation 26, and I don't have the text, unfortunately. I'm not seeing the text on the screen now. Let me see. I could reload it back. There are two aspects in which the social media working group will be working to implement recommendation 26. Two parts. One, the social media working group will help generate the help. Designed it or generate the taxonomy of the policy categories and make sure the taxonomy are more accessible to newcomers, curious outsiders. And two, the social media working group will make a recommendation that this policy management process system, the ICANN board needs to make this policy development process more easily shareable via social media. And that's what the policy management process system needs that this system needs to be designed with that in mind. So those were the two key points on this recommendation 26. Do you think that is sufficient, Olivier, or you have a comment or question on that?
Well, thanks very much, David. Olivier speaking. I just have concerns that we're meeting with the board on next week, and we need to provide them with an update on what we're doing. So I don't know who's going to be drafting this update, whether each one of the working groups will draft the update and the follow-up Atlas 2 implementation team will be presenting this to the board, or whether there are other ways to do this. It's clear that we're not going to have completed recommendations, so the update path seems to be the one that we can proceed forward with. But I'm just concerned now that we have all these working groups. I had asked on a recent call that we would have an action item to have all the chairs of all of these working groups speaking before coming to Los Angeles, and I don't know where that is. So we basically have no deliverables at the moment. This is a concern.
Thanks, Olivier. This is Dave here. I agree. I do recall that action item that came out of a call. I think it was on Friday. I think it was the accessibility working group call on Friday, and I believe that was an action item taken. I have not seen any doodle or anything of that sort, so I do agree that perhaps that needs to happen before LA, and time is running out. So I suppose staff will get back to us on that. This is Dave Wolf, but going back to the recommendation 26, how long is this, how long is this board meeting happening with the ICANN board meeting with the ALAC Atlas II implementation working group? That's only going to be an hour, or is, am I correct? So it's not going to be go ahead.
Thank you, Dave. It's Olivia speaking. This is just going to be an hour, indeed. I mean, it's going to be the meeting of the board with the ALAC, and it's just one of the topics. It's on Tuesday from 8:30 until 9:30 a.m., and the first part of the discussion is discussion on the Atlas II recommendations and observations, and the second one is, so the board of ICANN believe that ICANN itself, the institution, is a stakeholder in the INA stewardship transition proceedings and the accountability process. I believe that the answer to agenda item number 2 will take all of 1 minute, which will involve either a yes or a no in the answer, which means that we have 59 minutes with the board to discuss the Atlas II recommendations and observations. And we really need to have something for the board to present to the board by then. Otherwise, we're just wasting the time with it.
Okay. This is Dave. We do have like 10 minutes, so we can discuss this more. As I recall, the capacity building working group will be trying to come up with something to discuss, because I think the consensus was, obviously, we can't showcase a design for this bootable policy management process system, because that requires a lot more time to do. But I think what we are going to do is point out the shortcomings of our existing policy management process system, the inefficiencies of it, and that, and therefore these aspects of facilitating multilingual engagement, taxonomy, public categories, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These points shows out that this is not happening at all with the existing system. I believe that was the outcome coming from the technology task force call and the capacity building call last week. So I know there does need to be some work to be done to flesh it out. I agree, and I know the clock is ticking. But I think that will be the best approach for this. Point out the shortcomings of the existing system, and these points that we are seeing are an effective policy management process system to enhance knowledge management, improve effectiveness, improve cross-community policy-specific activity. All of these things need to be pointed out as this is not happening now without existing system. So, I'll try to work on the document myself for this. I think we need to create a one single page for this recommendation 26. I believe the Technology Task Force has done this already, and I'll find a link and share it with all the groups. Olivier, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much, David. It's Olivier speaking. So I would recommend that we perhaps just do a formulate what we are planning to do on this. And it doesn't need to be very long, but it's just, I think that we, and for, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think that we are okay with moving forward with designing the knowledge management system and proceeding forward with putting together a list of requisites for this. And seeing what the board tells us on that. Of course, one of the questions they will ask is whether we've asked any other supporting organizations or advisory committees on these things. And I think the response will be as simple as saying that everyone else is already busy doing other things. So the ALAC does what it has always done, which is to look forward and do things, whilst everyone is just dealing with a single topic. That probably is the way forward. One bit of feedback that I have been given with regards to Ashwin Ranjan. He is the Chief Information and Innovation Officer. But what I have been told, though, is that he knows or he would have very little to do with with a knowledge management system, not a knowledge management person at ICANN. Question as to who is going to be dealing with this knowledge management, it seems that there is no answer to that for the time being. But at least we can speak to him and let him know that this is coming up, and we will formulate a formal request on this topic. I think that's what kind of feedback we can provide or follow-up we can provide to the board. And engage in a discussion based on this. We might have questions already from the board as to what do we mean by this, and as long as we're all clear on what we mean, and I think that they, you might be apt at that point, I might point at you and say, well, expand a little bit on this, and as long as we're prepared for this, we can get by and let the board know this is not a recommendation that we're just letting drop.
Okay, sorry, I didn't quite catch that last sentence. That we didn't want to let the ICANN board, we kind of dropped towards the end there. Could you repeat that last sentence?
Thanks, Dave. It's Olivier speaking. I was just saying that this particular recommendation is something which we're going to tell the board that we are following up with, and you might be asked to provide a few more details. I might call upon you during that meeting so as to let the board know where we're going on this so that it's not something that we're going to drop as such.
I get you, yes, because I think, okay. All right, point taken. Glenn, and I know the time is ticking in because I know there's another meeting at the top of the hour. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Glenn, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. This is a really, really big issue, and you can extensively answer this. You do not have the cycle to get into this kind of detail on how it works, what it costs, the who, what, where, and how on a knowledge system would take you a lifetime. We need to keep it brief. You know, we don't have the cycles, we don't have the time to provide the full details that are probably required. I think we suggested a good idea. I think we shouldn't sweat the small stuff. That's it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Glenn. Okay. On any other business, I know that actually would be, ICANN LA meeting is happening in just next, beginning this week, on Saturday. I'm just wondering if there's any particular aspects of the social media plan that we need to implement. Ariel, do you have any thoughts or comments on this?
Yes, thanks, Dave. This is Ariel. So for ICANN 51, we're going to do similar things like what we did in the Atlas 2. We will have the live tweeting for each at large sessions. So I will need all of you to help me with that in a similar fashion. For example, when I Skype you on our group chat asking for pictures, then you guys can take the picture and then send it over to Slack or send an email to me. So we will implement the same way of doing that, and I will treat the content, the text content, and the thing I need help is taking pictures. So pretty much that's the accent of tweeting. And then if you want to tweet on your own, you can mention the at-large handle, and I will have that handle being monitored. So whenever you tweet something with the handle in it, I can quickly retweet or edit and retweet. So we will do that for ICANN 51. I just want to make sure you guys are all clear about what is expected and understand our mechanism of doing that. So it's still going to be the same with Atlas 2.
Okay. Thanks, Ariel. This is Dave. So actually, so we will be using the same system as Atlas 2, using Slack for the members of this working group to send the messages to you. and then you can then take that message as quickly and reshare it. And actually, I'm thinking, you know, even for those persons who are not available, are not going to be there in person, actually, given the camera, given the Adobe Connect sessions now having much better cameras, and the cameras auto, you know, focusing on the speakers as they speak, you know, screen captures can be done from that even as a kind of a to say such and such making a point about whatever the person is speaking about, that can happen. So we'll probably have to then create the different channels for this work, thing to work. So I need to now modify, update these channels, and I guess that's something you and I could work on, Ariel, as an action item. Is that okay?
Yes, I'm actually creating it right now.
Okay, very well. this is Dave. Well, Glenn, I mean, I know that the concerns regarding the cameras aren't being used properly, and I agree it hasn't been used properly in the past at all. But I think the attention, especially from the London meeting, and I think especially after the NetMundial with how the remote hubs worked and their big emphasis on the remote hubs, also providing video, two-way video, onto certain sessions. I noticed at the London meeting, the staff was having had cameras, at least two cameras for each of the ALAC sessions, and were able to pan and zoom to speakers on either the front or the side of the tables. So I noted that improvement at the London meeting. So I know it wasn't happening before in previous past meetings, but I think I can definitely have a better sense of it now, since London. And I assume it's going to continue for this and other future face-to-face meetings. Okay. All right. Okay, I think that's about it. We're just about running out of time. And I know some persons are going to try to join this other conference call. Again, thanks for attending this call, and you know, obviously we'll have the Skype chat and of course the Slack system in place so that we can continue the conversation, well, not even offline, but online. And so on behalf of myself, and now thanks also to Leon again for accepting the co-chair, this call is now adjourned.